You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic
News,
Media.
I'm Mark Remillard. House Speaker Mike Johnson facing his first major test as the House has less than a week to get a spending plan passed. Johnson is proposing a two-step package that would fund some government agencies and programs into January next year, while others would get funding into February. The proposals do not include aid for Israel or Ukraine. The WHO warning about the possible collapse of Gaza's healthcare system as hospitals in Gaza City have found themselves in the front lines of the fighting. Hospitals say supplies are low and doctors are only treating life-threatening injuries. A Houston police officer recovering after a shootout with a carjacking suspect Saturday morning. Police Chief Troy Finner says the suspect was fleeing officers when he crashed.
After you shoot at an officer, you still engage and fire rounds and try to carjack two additional citizens.
Finner says the officer was hit in the leg. The suspect was killed by police. This is ABC News. Former Arizona Senator Martha McSally says she was assaulted while out on a jog in Council Bluffs, Iowa earlier this week.
The former fighter pilot telling ABC News that on Wednesday she was jogging around 11 a.m. Moments later,
I was jumped from behind and attacked by this man who then engulfed me in a bear hug and started molesting my whole body. I was able to get him off of me.
McSally fought back, throwing a water bottle and chasing him into the brush while calling 911. On Friday, police arrested 24-year-old Dominic Henton as the suspect.
That's ABC's Zorin Shaw reporting. The Air Force's new nuclear stealth bomber taking its first test flight on Friday. The futuristic B-21 Raider flew out of Palmdale, California Friday, where it's been undergoing testing and development by Northrop Grumman. The Air Force plans to secure 100 of them, which have a flying wing shape much like its predecessor, the B-2 Spirit. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Time now for the Devil's Lair, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group right here on Max Inc. Radio.
Rob, we have a sextet in the studio tonight. Now put your keys back in your pocket. This Madison-based jazz ensemble is fronted by vocalist Helen Feast. And let me tell you, Rob, size matters. From an intimate duet all the way to a groovy sextet, this band represents the same musical fabric in each of their forms. They are known simply as Feastet. Formed in 2021, the Feastet blended arranged jazz classics and originals and paid tribute to the sounds and stories that withstand the test of time. And tonight, performing tonight live in the lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group, is Helen Feast and her band, the Feastet. Helen and the boys in the band, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
Now, before our listeners get a little randy and start breaking into a sweat, without using any dirty words, what exactly is a sextet?
A sextet is jazz terminology for a six-piece band. So sex is six.
So it's just that simple.
That simple.
All right. Now that the elephant's out of the room, let's learn a little bit about you and your band, the Feastet. First, let's get to know you, Helen Feast. Tell us about how you got started in music and what led you to love jazz.
Sure. How I got started in music and how I led to how I found jazz are two separate stories.
But
I started gigging around Madison at 15 years old. So mostly those bands were rock, blues rock, Doors and Led Zeppelin covers. So it wasn't until later in college when I was studying voice that I sort of discovered jazz and fell in love with jazz.
When you played with some of those early bands then, was that just vocals or do you play other instruments?
Nope, I'm not a musician, just a vocalist.
And what role did your parents play in your musical upbringing?
Well, they definitely were very supportive. I didn't inherit any musical talents or skills from my parents besides their